Wouldn't took much, would it? Sweet Lamb of God, it wouldn't took much, would it? Amen. Amen. We're reading this morning from the book of Daniel. Very, very familiar part of the scripture this morning. Amen. Chapter 3. Amen. I really enjoyed service last night, didn't you? Praise God. Amen. About 3 o'clock this morning, the Lord woke me up. I hope it was Him. I don't think the devil would want me to preach this. Amen. This is quite a bit of reading, but you know, if you can't take the Bible, why, you need to pray through. But I will skip down to verse 3. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." Amen. You know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up. And they turned them in. And he called them before him. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and his fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake unto them, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." I want you to notice verse 17. They said, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Before I get into what I felt that God wanted me to preach to you this morning, I want you to know that I know that our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. I said, I want you to know that. There's not a doubt in my mind about God's ability to take care of us in any situation. Satan has never even come close, and he never will, to coming up with something that God can't handle without breaking a sweat. Come on, church. Amen. But God dealt with me about three words in verse 18. But if not. That's what I'm preaching to you this morning. But if not. Now, Brother Frank, I know how I want things to go. And I wished I could stand before you this morning and say that things have always went my way. But they ain't. What word do I want to use? You're having or ain't? Ain't. You understand ain't better, don't you? They ain't done it. That's probably a double negative. You probably think I'm preaching double negatives before I get done. Amen. Now, Brother Doug, I haven't kept a score. I haven't kept a score. Because I don't want that to be a factor in my walk for God. Come on, church. And in that respect this morning, I'd like to be like Job. I heard him say, hold your peace and let me alone that I may speak. And let come on me what will, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Now if you Yankees don't understand Cherokee, hey man, I'll put it plain to you. Job is saying, shut up! I ain't gonna change. Did you get that? Shut up! Say what you want to. I ain't gonna change. Even if he slays me, I ain't gonna change. Come on, church. My God, some of us are ready to quit. If we can't get the color carpet that we want in church, I'm going to go somewhere else. Now, bless your heart. I had a lady in the church tell me, I don't like the way you got the thermostat set in this church. And if you don't fix it, I'm going to quit. I said, you want it warmer or hotter? She said, I don't know. I want it fixed. Woo! Sometimes us Indians don't understand white man talk. I fiddled with it, but she quit anyway. Amen. Job said, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backwards. But I can't perceive him. I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I can't behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But sweet Lamb of God, that don't make no difference with me. He knoweth the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I'm going to come forth as gold. Huh? Come on, church. Job had a hold of something that men seem today to be without. He said, the Lord gave, and I blessed him. And now the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, church. His friend said to him, hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with the flood? Which said unto God, depart from us, what can the Almighty do for them? And if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. You know what Job said? He said, my foot hath held his step, his way have I kept, and not declined, and neither have I gone backward, back from the commandments of his lips. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I know the modern day church message is look for a blessing in prosperity. Peace and prosperity. Name it and claim it. Grab it and bag it. Come on, church. I know that God can. Huh? Just like you do. Amen. But this old gray-headed Indian here this morning, old Chief Sore Thumb, is concerned for a generation that is unable to take no for an answer. Hello? You know, I heard no more than I heard yes when I was at home, but I didn't pack my bag and leave. Hello? I threatened to once. I told Mama, I said, I believe I'll just run away. Mama didn't say nothing. When Daddy come home, she said, Leon thinks he wants to run away. Woo! He took me to the bedroom. When he got done, I was more than glad to stay home. In fact, I never wanted to mention leaving again. We are raising a bunch of spoiled brats. Come on, we're raising a church that's full of spoiled brats. Amen. Amen, because they're ready to quit at the change or change of church or whatever if they don't get their way about everything. Hey, believe it or not, amen, y'all going to listen to me this morning, believe it or not, we are not out of the will of God if we don't get our way. Now shout. Somebody said, how's it going, Buzzard? I said, I got two more days. Whew. Amen. And I ain't got to preach none of the messages, Brother, that I thought would make him shout, you know, and get happy. I ain't. Brother, no. Brother Rocky, how you? I'm going to preach the camp meeting. You know, I want to make him shout. I ain't got to preach one of them. I've got to put them in the back. I guess I have to preach them to my new church when I get down there. Amen. I hope I may have to go down there and preach what I'm preaching to y'all. Pray for me. They might send me away. Amen. Come on now. I mean, if things don't go the way we planned for them to go, amen, we're ready to quit God. Huh? I'm going to quit the wholeness movement. You don't need all God help you. My Lord, amen, God has told me no several times. Come on here. You know what's the matter with us? We're too much like Jacob. Jacob, the Bible said, Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat, raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Sure, man. If I could get that kind of a deal, woo! Sweet Lamb of God. Y'all are quiet. Do you see what kind of a deal he's trying to get here? He said, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go. I get my way. If you keep me in the way that I go, wherever I go, and if you'll feed me, and if you'll put the best clothes on my back, and I get to wear the designer clothes, and wear Calvin Klein underwear, and drive a Cadillac chariot. I didn't go back then. Amen. Huh? Come on, church. He said, tell you what I'll do, God. If you'll do it like I want done, you know what I'm going to do for you, God? I believe I'll let you be my God.
Come on now.
What a deal, Brother Larry. My, don't you know that God did... Break out the Cadillac. Break out the them good gowns. Hello? Amen. Send him a bag of gold. I want to be his God. You know something? I've seen children that got everything they wanted. They never was happy. They never did get enough. Sweet Lamb of God, I said, they never did get enough. Huh? I remember my sister once. My sister hardly ever got in trouble. We called her Little Miss Goody Goody Good Two Shoes, you know. Amen. But Brother Ralph, if we wanted something from Daddy, we always sent Inez, you know. Sister. But she went over to see a friend. And this friend wanted to do something. And her mother said, no. So she fell down in the floor and held her breath and kicked and carried on and went on and on. And that mother fell down, Brother Rocky. And, oh, come on, breathe, baby. I'll let you do it. Whatever you want, baby, just name it. Just breathe. So she started breathing and, you know. I've seen him do it right in the house of God. Come on now. So Inez come home and she asked Daddy about doing something. I don't even remember what it was. And Daddy looked at her and said, no, I really don't believe. Now if it'd been me, he said, no. But he said, I don't really believe you need to do that, sis. She fell down on the floor and held her breath. Daddy went to the bedroom door where the belt hung, you know, about 60 or 70 inches long. Looked like a mile long to me sometimes. He reached and he pulled that out. He walked over where she had her eyes closed, holding her breath, kicking her feet. And he popped her good and he said, I can whip longer than you can hold your breath. Yeah. Sweet Lamb of God, she come up off the floor. Amen. Come on, church. Come on, Jack. We have got to the place that if God doesn't do it just like we think it ought to be done, we're going to quit Eve. You spoiled brat. What you need is somebody to take a belt to you and straighten you up. Oh, God, help me preach, Lord. Give me the right spirit this morning, Lord. Please give me the right spirit. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm going to let God be my God. If He'll just do it like I want it done, I'll do it here. Come on now. Amen. If I'd have tried that when I first started out, you all had never known me. Because Jacob is saying, if everything goes like I want it to go, then I'll serve God. With the implication that if it doesn't, God can fly a kite. Come on now. We're kind of like that preacher that got a call from the church. They said, we want you to be our pastor. Well, I'll think about it and I'll pray about it. All right, said, we pay $400 a week. We pay all your bills except your long-distance phone calls. We pay for your insurance. And we will provide you with a car. He come back and he told the wife the deal. And she said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going over to the church to pray. You pack while I'm gone. We done got our mind made up how it's going to be. And if God don't come through, rain on him. Huh? Come on, church. Are you hearing me this morning? I know you are. I don't know whether you're lying. I don't smell it yet. I might smell shoe leather before this one's over. Amen. Come on now. Where is the guts and backbone of the church that they once had? Once they stood straight and tall like these three men of our text. I know, they said, God can. But if But if not, oh, Brother Buzzard, you hurt our people's feelings. They don't know that God says no. I know that. That's why God's talked to me about this message. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King. We're not careful to tell you this. Come on
on now. We will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Play on, King. Play on. Because it don't make no difference to us. We've done got our mind set. We're not going to serve him. Some of y'all ain't got a chance because your mind ain't made up yet. You've been saved 40 years and you still don't know whether you're going to live for God or not. Well, if everything turns out all right and you don't have to go through anything, you might let God rapture you out of here. Hello? Probably only then after you vote on it. Look out, buzzard. Look out, buzzard. Don't get the wrong spirit. Listen, the Bible said, moreover, the word of the Lord came into me, saying, go cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. God said, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espousal. That means when you first met me and we first decided that you was my people and I was your God. I remember the love that you had for me in that hour. He said, and in that love thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Everything didn't have to be just right in the old church. In the old churches without modern conveniences. Hello? No air conditioning. No bathrooms. No water fountain for the kids to run to every 5 seconds. No church. Pews without any pads on them. No carpet on the floor. I remember when they started the Free Holiness Indian Church at near Jay, Oklahoma. My grandfather and my uncle started that church. Brother Larry, they went out. There was a big old oak tree. And it had a big fork on it. And they put a piece of tin across that fork there. And put the pulpit there. They went out and got logs and split them in two and set them out there for pews. The spirit, the power got in. No, they didn't have no walls. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. They didn't have no walls. No, there was rocks all over the ground. Have you ever been to Oklahoma? There ain't nowhere where rocks don't grow down there. Nowhere. Nowhere. Come on now. When I was in Alabama and they was fixing the fence, they had to drive 30 miles to get rock to put them in the holes there to kind of hold the post up. Hey, man. They told me, said, you want to go with us? We're going to get rock. I said, what in the world you want to get rock for? He said, we're going to fix our fence and we got to have rocks to tell you no tamp in there. So the fence, I said, you mean you have to drive? I said, you ought to live in Arkansas. I said, they grow everywhere there. Oklahoma, sweet Lamb of God. And there underneath that old tree and on that rocky ground, God began to save those full-blood Indians and half-breeds and quarter-breeds and fill them with the Holy Ghost and fire. Come on, church! And God moved and worked in ways that we haven't seen in a long time. You know, I used to tell a lot about Grandpa praying for his old cow, that thing coming up off the ground. The devil got on to me. He said, people are sick and tired of hearing about your stupid old cow. I thought, well, it did happen a long time ago. And I was down in Georgia preaching the meeting, and I was coming home. And when I got home, things was stirred up, Brother Rocky. Hey, man. I said, what's going on? I said, well, Sister Minnie and Brother Haskell Dillard's cow, best one, got sick and was laying out in the field swelling up, dying. Yeah. And said, what happened? Said, well, they called the vet and She said she couldn't get up there for 2.5 hours or so. And so Minnie went back up there and said, Haskell, she can't get here for 2.5 hours. What are we going to do? And she said, but Leon said his grandpa, you remember him telling about his grandpa? Yeah. Well, he said, I ain't got no hog lard. That's what grandpa anointed it with. That cow didn't know the difference. Woo! He said, we'll just lay hands on this thing and call on God. When the vet got there at about 2.5 hours, hey man, Sister Minnie was running the fence rolls. Haskins was standing out there crying and bawling, and the cow was eating grass again. Hello? I said, there, devil, how you like that now? I got a new one. Come on, church. God can. I said he can. But if he don't, are you going to quit? God said, I remember when you loved me more than that. I remember when it didn't have to be just so-so. Come on here. Come on here. Back in those days, hey man, Grandpa come home, told Grandma, I've got to go hold a meeting. How you going to go? I'm going to take that old car out there. You told me you run out of gas coming home. I did. How you going to drive it? I don't know. God said take it. You can't take it if it ain't got no gas in it. God said go. Daddy said that thing was hard to start sometimes. He said you had to jack up the hind wheel. I ain't never had to do that to none of mine. I don't know why they had to do it then. Probably some of you old timers could tell me. Hey man, then they could get us started. So he told Grandma, said, fix my good shirt. And we had one. It was blue chambray. Hello. Overhauls. Got his Bible and walked out there. Daddy said, he said, all right, Lord, you said go. And if you meant go, that means this thing's going to start. Said he reached down and got a hold of that crank. And he didn't crank it hard, but he just said, like that, and that thing. No gas. He went 3 weeks, drove to McAllister, I believe it was, no, Muskogee. 3 weeks, 2 weeks, two or three weeks, Brother Hockey. He never got enough to buy a gallon of gas. It cost a nickel, and he only got 3 pennies and 5 dried fish for 3 weeks of preaching. I went down to complain about my tithes at the church that I was pastoring in, which was running about $2.50 a week, $2.50 a week. And complaining, brother, because I had to work every day for a living. Hello, come on. And I told Grandpa, he said, how's it going? I said, pretty rough, Grandpa. I only got $2.50 a week up there right now. He said, woo, man, you're getting rich, ain't you? And he told me about that. I said, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God! Give me something more in my heart. Give me more love for God than that. If you got to have a fifth wheeler to evangelize, you ain't got much. Now, shout. Go ahead and shout. Just go ahead and shout. I'm glad you got one. I hope God keeps you in one. Praise God. Amen. I told the Lord when I left that last church, Brother Rocky, I told him I never was going to pastor again. Brother Ralph, I told him, I said, Lord, I ain't going to sit here. If you'll open the doors, you got to be careful what you tell God. Do you know that? I said, if you'll open the doors, I'll walk to them. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. I didn't know that many people knew me. Come on here. Come on. I hope you don't think I'm bragging this morning. Come on now. And I didn't say I'm going to have a fifth wheeler or nothing else. I said, I'll take this van. I'll live in it if I have to. I'll sleep in it if I have to. But I never did have to sleep in it once. Not once.
Amen. And never was home over 2 or 3 days at a time. And never made one phone call and ask anybody for nothing. Hello? Come on, church. Our God is able. But if He don't, are we going to quit? Are we going to quit? Everything didn't have to be just right. God said, I remember when it happened. And now folks can't go if it's too hot or it's too cold or too something. And if you preach too long, oh Lord, David said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. This isn't speaking of a repair job here. He meant it's set. It's unmovable. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, is your heart set this morning? Or does it depend on how the weather turns out? Or does it depend on whether the preacher tickles your ear? Or if he preaches what you want to hear? Hello? Amen. You know, there are people in the Word of God, men and women whose hearts were fixed. Amen. And no matter what life brought, they stuck with it. I thought about Jephthah. Amen. You know, he made a vow to the Lord. Jephthah vowed a vow to the Lord and said, if thou shall without fail deliver the children of Ammon to my hands, it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth to the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I'll offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. No doubt Jephthah thought, well, it'll probably be old sport, you know, my hound dog. I hate to lose him, but he is getting a little old. And he'll be the first one to meet me. I know he will. I know he'll be. And I'll just offer him up. And he thought, well, even if it isn't old Spot Sport or whatever his name is, one of the chickens will come out there. Well, you know how we do in our mind. He goes, well, it could even be one of them sheep that'll meet me. That's all right. But it could be my cow. I'd hate to lose it, but I give it up. If God will give me the victory, I'll give it up. Yeah. That's what it'll be. It'll probably be one of them old yard animals there. Ain't no telling what it'll be. I mean, it'll be something like that. It could even be that prize ram that I bought. But if I can get the victory, I'll give the ram. Hello, church. The Bible said, Jephthah come to Mizpah, into his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And when he saw her, he rent his clothes. He said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low. Thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. I don't care what you believe or what else, but the Bible said he done that he vowed unto the Lord. You know something? I'm seeing more holiness preachers that vowed to God that if he would anoint them and help them,
that they would preach his gospel just like it is. But when it come to Johnny and Janie, they back down. They back down. I said they back down. You say, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. My youngest daughter, whom the Lord taught how to play a piano. Sister Greta that could sing high, so pretty. Brother Ralph, she brought a boy home that wore earrings and had long hair hanging down. I'm going to marry him, Daddy. I'm going to marry him. Daddy, we want you to marry us. Will you? Please, Daddy. I'm sorry, Bonnie. I can't do it. She said the magic words to me, Daddy, please, if you love me. Brother David, I said to her, I said, don't say, if I love you. I said, if you love me, you'd never put me in this position. She called me back later and said, Daddy, will you at least come and give me away? I said, no way, Bonnie. I didn't raise you for this, and I'm not giving you to it. I'm talking about Leon Buzzard. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. That's why I can preach when I'm preaching to you this morning. Because God means more to me than my daughters and my sons. And even that woman over there that I love with all of my heart, who means more to me than anybody on the face of God's earth. I can't give you away. I won't give you away. She said, Daddy, will you at least come to the wedding? I said, Bonnie, you don't want me there. Yes, I do, Daddy. I said, no, you don't. Why, Daddy? I said, do you think this old Indian preacher can sit in the house of God and some man stand up there and say, can any man here show just cause why these two may not be joined in holy matrimony? Let him now speak or forever hold his peace. Do you think this old Indian's going to sit there and not say a word? You're looking at me funny, but I'm Leon Buzzard. I have to do what I have to do. You don't think I'd have stood up and said, I can tell you a reason why. Because she's a child of God, though she's backslid. Hey, come on here. Come on here now. And this man is not a man of God. And if she don't belong to him, she never will. And that God has already told me and revealed to me that she'll never be happy with him. I didn't go. Brother Ralph, it hasn't made me feel good that she's told me, Daddy, you was right. Sister Greta, it doesn't make me rejoice. She's trying to make the best of it because she knows she can't leave him and find somebody else. So she's making the best of a bad situation. You don't make me happy any, Brother Larry. Come on, church. Come on, church. But if not, Lord, I envision much better for her. Huh? I prayed for her, Brother Ralph. God didn't see fit to fix it the way I wanted it fixed. I had several preachers in mind. She could play the piano. Oh, she could play the piano. Oh, she could sing. Phew. I knew exactly what I wanted for Bonnie. I said, if I come and say nothing, then I must go home, take my Bible, put it on the shelf, and quit preaching. I'm talking about Leon Buzzard. Y'all just... I am determined with all that's within me, Brother Braddock's, that I'm going to heaven. If it costs the world, my family, my friends, whatever it costs, Brother Rocky, I want to go. If God says no the rest of the way, He's already said yes enough times that I want to go. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Help me preach, oh, God. My God, there's many among us that are ready to get quit, amen, if they don't get their way. I know that some say it's a lack of faith in people that have to face such choices. Is it? Is it a lack of faith? The Bible said, and what shall I more say? Time would fail to tell, for me to tell, of Gideon and Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong and waxed valiant in the fight. Turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again. I'm not in any way belittling this, but to many folks, to many, as far as they are concerned, anything less is a lack of faith. But read on, church. Read on. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings, scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted and slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in desert and mountains, dens of the earth and caves of the earth. And these all, having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God said no. God said no, but the Bible said these all died in the faith. Sure, I want to be in the first group too. Come on, church. I want to be those that subdue kingdom. I want to be among those that write righteousness and obtain promises and stop the mouths of lions. Sure I do. Come on. And quench the violence of fire and escape the edge of the sword. Amen. And out of weakness made strong and waxed valiant in the fight. Turn to flight the armies of the end. I want to be in that. I want to be in that number, Brother Ralph. I want to. But what if God says I want you in group number two, Leon? I want you to be among them who will not receive the promise. You'll have trials of cruel mockings and scourging, bonds, imprisonment. You'll be among those that are stoned and sawn asunder, tempted and slain with the sword. You'll be one of them that wander in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and tormented. You'll be one of those that wander in the desert and the mountains and the dens and the caves of the earth. Can you do it, son? Are you going to quit? Could I ask you a hypothetical, theological question here this morning? Is that, that's pretty a big mouthful. I got it all out of the dictionary. Could I ask you a question this morning? Which is the greatest faith? The faith that gets it right now? Or the faith that says, okay, God said no this time, but they don't cut no ice with me. I'm going to live for Him anyway. Brother Ralph, there's been times when He said yes, and oh, it was glorious. But there's been times when He said no. Prosperity preachers are squirming in their seats. Come on now. My friends, let us please face reality. God is sooner or later going to say no. When He does, I want to have in my heart that which I've seen in the Son of God. I see Jesus as He comes to Gethsemane. And the Bible said He spoke to Peter and James and John. And the Bible said He began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And He saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here. And watch. And He went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from Him. And He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto Thee. Take away this cup from me. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Brother Ralph, this man had stood beside the Father as He spoke this world into existence. He was there when He divided the night from the day. He was there when He told the sea, this far and no farther. He was there when He numbered the sands. You know the sands of the sea are numbered. God's got them numbered. He counted every one of them. He's there when He hung the stars where they're at and knows them by name, Brother Frank. He orders the universe in its, what word can I use? Come on, somebody help me here. In its, however it does, everything works just right. This turns right here, this turns right here, so that they can say, if the Lord tarries until the year 5000, the sun will rise at 5:15. On April the 3rd, 19 or 20, whatever. They know that. Come on, they know that. Because God fixed it that way. Jesus is talking to His Father who done all that. He watched Him as He took some dirt and He formed a form. He stood there as He leaned over and breathed into His nostrils, and man became a living soul. And He's saying, Father, all things are possible to You. Let this cup pass from me. But then Jesus says, But if not, but He said it this way, nevertheless, not what I will, but what Thou wilt. You can do it. can do it. But if you don't, I'm going to drink the cup that you've poured out for me. What have you got in your heart? God says no. Are you going to throw the cup down? Refuse to live for God? I want that. What Jesus did, the Bible say, put on the mind of Christ. I believe it did, didn't it? I want to put that in my soul, Brother Doug. I want it engraved on the table of my heart. But if not, it don't make no difference, Lord. I'm going to stick with you anyhow. I know you can. Lord, I know you can. Father, I know you can. And you're saying no, so I'm going to drink it. I'm going to drink it. Oh, God. I hope you all feel what I'm feeling here this morning. The Bible said, amen, when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, sounded and found it 20 fathoms. They gone a little farther, they sounded and found it 15 fathoms. Fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldier, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Our faith is going to be tried. And things are not always going to be our way. And I'm sorry to tell you, but things are not going to improve from here on out. I don't care what they're preaching. It's not. The Bible said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Paul said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I want the faith that can say, although this is not what I want it to be, and God could stop it, but if He chooses not, I am not quitting. Come on, church. Paul said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. I'm fully determined to be saved. Come on, church. God can without a doubt. Amen. He can do it. But if He does it, so be it. And I'd like to serve notice this morning to the church world and to everybody else, the devil included. I'm going to ride out the storm. I'm sticking with the ship. I said I'm sticking with the ship. If the church goes down, I'm going down. Hell, I ain't worried about it going down. Amen. Come on. Amen. But I am going to ride the storm. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. David said, my heart is fixed. And I believe that it was. And if we're going to make it, our heart must also be fixed. I thought of this passage, the scripture in the book of John. Jesus was teaching some real hard sayings. Come on now. And the Bible said these things. Said he in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. The Bible said, many therefore disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Huh? The Bible says from that time. Huh? From that time. Many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said to the twelve, will you also go away? And old Simon Peter, that old Cherokee Indian in the New Testament, answered and said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are assured that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Things didn't suit some of them, so they quit. Peter said, where else are we going to go? If our hearts are not fixed in a manner that can say, but if not, where will we go? Who else has the words of eternal life? Jesus is the only one. Let me tell you something this morning. I'm not preaching this to discourage you or undermine your faith or try to get you to quit trusting God. I haven't done that. And if you'll take this right, it should strengthen your faith. It should. Besides that, the king of Nineveh called for a fast when God said, this is it, 40 days and you're done. He called for a fast. And he said, who can tell if God will repent and turn from his fierce wrath? And God did hear him. So God has, and he may do so again. I seen Moses when the Lord said, leave me alone and let my anger wax hot. I will destroy this people and I will raise up another nation unto thee. I don't know about y'all, but if God says shut up, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy this people. And they give me as hard a time as they did Moses. Not a problem. I said, God, do you need any help? I can tell you how to do it, Lord. Moses said to the Lord, he said, if you do this, said everybody around is going to say, he brought them out, but he couldn't give them the land. And he said, Lord, if you blot their name out, just blot mine out too, Lord. Because I'm with the church. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said he repented of the evil which he thought to do unto Israel. Come on, church. I'm with God. Sink, die, or swim. Come on now. Come on, church. I don't know what God can do. I don't know all that he can do. Come on now. This king said, who can tell if God will repent and turn from his... I don't know what God may change his mind again. He has told some people, set your house in order. You're going to die and not live. And they begin to pray and God said, go back and tell him I've added 15 years to his life. And he said, I'll give you a sign if you want one. He said... ask for the sun to go forward or whatever you want. He said, ain't nothing for the sun to go forward. Let me see it back up. God just reached down and said, this is slick as a whistle. God can do it. God can do it. Oh, let me tell you that God can do it. But if he don't, church, he said, I don't want to think that way. I want to think positive. I don't blame you. Amen. Come on now. Amen, but I still want it engraved on the tables of my heart. But if not, my heart is fixed. Let come on me what will. My heart is fixed. Is it on your heart? But if not, I said I'm not preaching this to undermine anyone's faith. But my friends, and I hope you are still my friends, in the book of Revelations, God had John write these words. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The Bible says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Come on, church. In that time, when the devil sees he has but a short time, he's coming to make war with us. Our hearts had better be fixed. Do you know that the Bible says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them? Power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nation. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Come on, church. I'm sure that in that hour it's going to seem that the heavens have turned to brass. But if our heart's fixed, and it don't matter whether the answer is yes or no, Brother Bruce, we going to come through it. I said we're going to come through it. I said we're going to make it. Let the devil do what he will. I may suffer here. Sweet Lamb of God, I can come out after a while. The storm will be over pretty soon. The sun will shine. Amen. He will rise with healing in his wings. Come on now. The trumpet will sound. The angel will come and put his foot on the land and on the sea and declare the time shall be no more. I intend to be in the ship when it happens.